right, we've been making people very happy, setting them up for the perfect Valentine's Day this hour. A concert at the Harrison Opera House, an intimate evening with Jim Brickman. Jim, who today is in my home state up in Massachusetts, kind enough to join us by phone. Jim, are you actually in the airport right now?
I'm always in the airport unless I'm on stage.
Very gracious for you to make time for us. People are very excited about this. I have to thank you personally because I didn't know what I was going to do for a great Valentine's Day, and you playing on Sunday night is perfect. So my husband and I are looking forward, though. Tell us what we can expect. I've never seen one of your shows.
I would say that you should expect the unexpected.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I think because of what I do and you know, the fact that I play the piano, I think some people might assume that it's a recital of sorts, and it is far from that. To me, variety is what makes any kind of great live entertainment. And so there is quite a bit of it. And again, it's not exclusively for lovers. Even though Virginia is for lovers, my feeling is that it reminds me of when I was a kid and mom got a Valentine and my friends in kindergarten got a Valentine.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just romantic love that we celebrate. So I encourage people to come in all kinds of ways. But the show itself, when I say variety, I mean that, of course, my songs and my hits are a large part of it, but my guest stars, really are so dynamic. Ann mm-hmm. Cochran back with me, who is just spectacular. She and I have been so close for so many years. We went to high school together.
Oh.
So our dynamic is very lighthearted, and the humor is, I think, comes authentically through. There's lots of laughter, lots of lighthearted moments. Also joined by a electric violin player. His name is Tracy Silverman,
mm-hmm.
and he plays everything from Led Zeppelin to versions of electric violin, Jim Brickman songs, which, again, is completely unexpected. So you have that. You have the love songs. You have an appearance by Kermit the Frog.
Get out of here.
It doesn't get much more extreme than Led Zeppelin to Kermit the Frog.
That's fantastic.
But mostly very, very emotional. But when I say that, emotional from a laughter and tender point of view.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I have had a personal review of one of your shows from my sister, and I want to tell you how she described it and get your take on it, okay? Because,
can't wait.
It is Valentine's Day, so there'll be lots of people there, you know, falling in love. And let's face it, you know, falling in love is easy. Anything that you can do without even meaning to is not that hard. But there's a lot of folks who are at that part in their life where staying in love is where they are, staying in love. So she said, you can go to a Jim Brickman concert and you can be sitting next to somebody who you're pretty sure like you can't stand. And she said, but by the time you leave, you are once again convinced they are your soulmate. So no pressure, but I thought that was pretty amazing, you know, that she said you could go in one way feeling like, maybe the staying in love part's not coming as easy as the falling in love part. But she said, but you will leave absolutely convinced that you are, you know, walking this earth with your soulmate, which I think is good news for all us 10 plus years married people.
You know, what I interpret that as meaning, which first of all, thank you. Thank her.
I will.
What I interpret that as meaning is that it's escape. So you're not thinking about the problems you may have or the issues. You're thinking about hope and promise and idealism, which is really what I stand for. And I think romance, hope, promise, these are things that are undervalued. People want them, in my view, but sometimes it's not a fashionable feeling to portray, sappy, or, you know, it's interpreted as being hokey sometimes or vanilla. And you know, I love vanilla, so I love that it's vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, people have gotten cynical about Valentine's Day.
Yes, I think that's, that's a better way of saying it, which is why you're a radio host. But I think, there's, that's my hope, is to say, you know, let's look at this maybe a different way and not put so much pressure on ourselves to be a certain way. And besides, who decided what that was anyway?
Right.
You know, what is that? There is no such barometer. So have fun, be authentic, be who you are, you know, clap for something familiar. If you love Kermit the Frog, there's no reason to be embarrassed about loving a song like The Rainbow Connection, or or, you know, be thinking when you hear Valentine or The Gift, one of my songs that you think, that's just really nice. That, you know,
yes.
Plus laughter is a big part of that. And we love to laugh. There's lots of that. In fact, they used to say in the poster, come for the comedy, stay for the music.
I've always wanted to ask you how you decide which of your compositions, and I know you play other people's compositions, popular songs, but when it comes to your compositions, how do you decide which ones are going to get lyrics and which ones are not?
Well, the songs with lyrics come from a concept. They start with a concept. For example, the idea of Valentine comes before the song.
Okay.
The idea for The Gift, the idea for Simple Things, Never Alone, any of these songs that become popular, start with my thought about, you know, I feel like there should be a song about Valentine. It's euphemism for love. There's no real beautiful song that's like a metaphor for love the way Valentine has become synonymous. I'd like to write one, simple, beautiful, tender. And so that comes first. And then the piano songs many times come really just from sitting and playing. So the approach is somewhat different.
So how do you title a composition? You know, let's talk about If You Believe, right? Where I listen to that song and I think I know where the If You Believe goes, but I could be completely wrong.
Well, instrumental music is about interpreting it the way that you feel at the time. The thing about music without lyrics is it doesn't tell you how to feel. You can adapt that tone for anything you want. The title doesn't necessarily tell you how to feel. The title of an instrumental really just comes from my approach, but it's not intended to be, you have to think this because it's titled this way when you hear it, which is why a lot of people don't know the names of my songs because you know, and I don't care if they do or not on the instrumental, that, you know, the intention is to play the whole album and to have an overall feeling about the album.
And so a feeling that comes from inside, because you're right. If you listen to a love song or a song with lyrics that someone else has written, you know, next thing you know, you're driving the car and you're thinking, my heart is broken. He's right. This is
awful. Totally.
You know, but your song gives you the room to say, well, what, you know, maybe it's not heartbreak. Maybe it is hope. Maybe it is promise. Maybe it's that idealism that you spoke of a minute ago.
Yeah. And, you know, I have the same thing. There are certain songs I don't want to listen to because
right.
It's like, oh my God, this is awful. That's why I don't write those kind of songs. I can't handle it emotionally. It's like it, because we all appropriate these songs for our own, you know, like we think if there's really a connection, you start thinking, wow, that's me.
Right. He's been spying on me.
Yeah. And that's why music is so powerful, because of its emotional connection. If it's good, that's what it reminds you of. So I don't want to be that person that writes songs about my heart is broken. I figure, let somebody else do that. Let me do idealism and hope and beauty and inspiration and dreams. And, you know, these are, I believe, undervalued. Like you said, people are cynical about.
Mm-hmm. I read that you started playing piano around 5.
I did. But, you know, I'm a songwriter. I'm not a pianist. I play the songs that I write on the piano, and I perform them, but I'm not like, you wouldn't, I don't think you should pay money to come see me play Rhapsody in Blue or, you know, Beethoven or something. You would be disappointed. I'm not a pianist. I'm a songwriter first, like a Carole King, somebody who I admire so much. She really is a songwriter first, but she plays those songs on the piano, you know.
I'm glad that you said that, because people may not be aware that you do. Not only are you a songwriter and you're a fantastic pianist, I don't care what you say, but you're also an author and have a radio show as well. How do you find time for all that?
Well, these things are intuitively part of who I am. It's not like, oh, I also have a TV show where I, rehab houses. It's everything is everything has a spoke from the hub of what I stand for. So on the radio, I am just like you and I are talking right now. I ask experts things that I would want to know, or I. That pique my curiosity or something like that. And so it comes very naturally. The same thing with the books. It's just, you know, written form, what I verbalize through the music or what I may say on stage.
Mm-hmm.
These things come very naturally because they really are the same point of view.
Mm-hmm. I think you should have a show rehabbing houses with a name like Brickman. Why has this not happened? Why has this not happened for you yet?
Maybe because I have no talent in that area.
I don't know. All right, we could keep arguing about that. You're one of the most talented people I think I've ever spoken to.
So you've never seen me build something. I mean, it's like, do I even have a hammer?
I don't know.
So you kind of need to know that if you're going to have a TV show where you build things. But do you know that it never occurred to me that because my name is Brickman, I should have a show like that? How stupid is that I never thought of that?
That's why I'm here. My last name is Fury. What should I do with that? What should I do with that is the question.
Well, I think I know, but I don't think it's appropriate to say on the radio.
Well, if you're maybe Jim can't help you with your old house, but if your relationship maybe needs a little rehab, or you're one of those falling in love
people,
or like you said, celebrating any kind of love, and hopefully whether it's your favorite shirt or your dog, hopefully you love something this Valentine's Day. And if you want to celebrate that, don't forget you can still get tickets to see Jim at the Harrison Opera House on Sunday night. That's after you perform tonight in Worcester, tomorrow in Pennsylvania, Saturday in Toledo, Ohio. So, man, I hope that when you come home, and I know you do have connections to Virginia, and you come home on Sunday night, you can relax.
Yeah, I practically grew up there. I mean, my dad lived in Virginia Beach for many, many years. My grandmother, I came there almost every single summer since I was probably 8 years old. And so it really is, I think of it as a primary home in Hampton Roads. So it's my people. So come see your neighbor.
That's a great tagline. I'm going to let you wrap up this interview with that. Go see your neighbor, your friend. I'll say a favorite son of Virginia, Jim Brickman, performing Sunday night. I'll be
not
there.
Like
I'm
Mr.
looking
Rogers.
Forward to it. I don't know. You know what? You have told me to expect the unexpected. So if mid-concert you change into a sweater and sneakers and build a birdhouse just to see if we could work this home show, I think there's a future there. If I rush the stage with a box of popsicle sticks and some glue, don't have me thrown out. It's just the birdhouse materials. It's just how we're going to start to see if you have that kind of talent.
Well, that feels like a pretty boring show. Like just popsicle sticks. Everything I make is out of popsicle sticks. I don't know.
I know. That's the wrong last name. It's got to be Bricks. Never mind. It was a terrible idea. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Yeah. Let's keep working on this.
We shouldn't close the door on this. We shouldn't. All right. We'll talk about it more next time we get to chat, which I hope is soon. Safe travels through the Mid-Atlantic, and I'll see you on Sunday night. I'm looking forward to it, Jim. Thanks so much for making time
Thank
for us.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye.